I've made it clear that I'm very serious about a potential race for governor for a while, and the team who was there during my past campaign has been reaching out to Vermonters across the state to gauge their interest, and the financial support is a great indication of the excitement that's out there. I haven't made a final decision, and having run a statewide race before, my team knows the importance of having the right people and resources in place before making a final decision. And while we think this is a good start, we will make a formal announcement when we feel like we have all the pieces in place and know for sure that the time is right. Also, like my family, most Vermonters are enjoying summer, and I don't think people are quite ready to focus on politics.
Matt Dunn, if Governor Shumlin had decided to run for re-election, obviously he's decided not to, but if he had decided to run for re-election, would you be considering a gubernatorial run?
I think those kinds of conversations are well behind us. What I'm excited about is the response that I'm getting from Vermonters across the state, that they're ready for a fresh approach to Montpelier and to creating jobs in Vermont.
Well, you talk about a fresh approach. What is your assessment of Governor Shumlin's term in office?
You know, I think there are some things that the Shumlin administration has done really well. I think the response to Hurricane Irene was fantastic. I think pushing on certain pieces of legislation that were very important to me, like the Life Choices legislation, as well as some of the early work on health care. But as I've heard from Vermonters, there have been concerns about execution on some of those areas, and there's always an opportunity to improve. What I've done in my career is come into organizations large and small and help to bring new ideas to the table, and then through management, be able to assemble the best team possible to execute on those new approaches and actually brought them to fruition. And it's that experience, both in the public, private, and nonprofit sector, that folks have said make them excited about my possible run for governor.
Matt, you have run for governor in the past, in 2010. What did you learn strategically from that previous campaign that you can use as you possibly mount another campaign for governor?
You know, one of the interesting things about that election was that our campaign wasn't really taken seriously until very, very late in the process. So we didn't have any institutional support from labor unions or environmental groups or an Emily's List type organization. And we also had to build that grassroots operation from the ground up. In addition, as many people will remember, because they were incredibly supportive, my brother almost died of a stroke with about a week to go in the campaign. And I left the campaign trail. All of the other candidates were incredibly gracious during that time, but it certainly interrupted our progress. Despite all of that and having been outspent 2 and sometimes 3-1, we came very close to winning a 5-way race. And I think that the lessons that were learned from that was to make sure you've got the resources up front, make sure that you've got the people in place, make sure you get started early enough to be able to share a message. And again, the experience from the last couple weeks that we've been engaged in this conversation with Vermonters has shown us that the people who it took, you know, sometimes the entire campaign to really engage in the campaign and be excited about our campaign are already there now. They're ready to go. And they know that there is an opportunity to do something different in Montpelier.
You can hear an extended conversation with Matt Dunn at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.